Puerto Rico is holding elections that will be historic regardless of which of the top two gubernatorial candidates wins. If Jennifer Gonzalez of the pro-statehood New Progressive Party wins Tuesday's election, it will mark the first time in the island's history that the party secures three consecutive terms. If Juan Dalmau, who is running for Puerto Rico's Independence Party and Citizen Victory Movement, wins, it will be the first win for a candidate not representing either of the two main parties that have dominated the island's politics for decades. Trailing Gonzalez and Dalmau in polls is Jesus Manuel Ortiz of the Popular Democratic Party, which supports the island's territorial status. Also running is Javier Jimenez of Project Dignity, a conservative party created in 2019. For decades, the New Progressive Party and the Popular Democratic Party would receive at least 90% of all votes, but that began to change in 2016, with newer parties attracting more voters amid economic and political turmoil. Results are not expected late Tuesday, with analysts warning it might be a couple of days before that happens. During the 2020 elections, it took officials 4 days to release preliminary results. Puerto Rico's State Elections Commission is still counting more than 220,000 early and absentee votes it received, with officials from various political parties noting the process is slow going. The counting of those votes began more than 2 weeks later than usual. Jessica Padilla, the commission's alternate president, said in a press conference that some 40% of those votes have been counted as of Monday.